Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode on the Guide Me Glow podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about October goals. And you know how I love a new month, you know how I love a new goal setting month. I always feel like it's so beneficial to set monthly goals. And if I'm going to be honest, this year I feel like I haven't been that serious with my goal setting, which is why I am really motivated to get back on with my monthly goal setting regime and really take my October goals seriously and actually stay track of them. And I wanted to talk you through a bit how I'm going to do that. And I did upload on Guide Me Glow the October goals yesterday. So if you haven't checked those out, definitely go check it out so you have a little visual format of that. But obviously I'm going to go more into depth about, you know, each goal and the how I set it up and everything like that in this podcast. So if you are looking to upgrade your life this month, elevate yourself, just kind of step it up. You know, this is, I feel like the theme in the past weeks of these podcasts is really just to be the best version of yourself, the glowiest version of yourself. And I think when you do that, you have to keep reminding yourself of the person that you are striving to be and still giving yourself grace of the person that you are now. You are the person that's going to get you to the next step. So you need to honor yourself and your current self now. It's all about reminding yourself of exactly the life that you want whilst being grateful for that life that you have now, because that's evidently how you're going to get there. I really wanted to make an episode about this month because there's only 3 months left of this year, and I was thinking about it and I'm just like, I'm ready to really end this year on a really good note where I just feel like my best self. I feel like I'm really proud of the person that, you know, I am now. I'm going to be even more proud of the person that I'm going to be and just feel like in a really good place. So let's get into the affirmation of the week, which is my energy field is expansive and I give and receive abundance and positivity. This is the affirmation of the week because I just feel like when you are open to the flow of life and open to the positivity and abundance that really do surround us, we're able to receive that as well. So if we're able to give it, we're able to receive, how everything is kind of like a reciprocal cycle. And I think when we're not afraid to give abundance and spread our positivity and really try our best to give back, we're always gonna, you're obviously not doing it just to get back, but you're always gonna experience more blessings and positivity in your life, because life is a mirror. So what you give out, you'll get back. And I thought that was a really beautiful affirmation because it's just a little reminder that even if you're in a position right now where you feel like, you know, life isn't going to plan and you feel completely lost and you don't know where to start and, you know, you're just like not receiving great energy and things are just happening one after another, there's always an opportunity to change and there's always an opportunity to create a fresh start for yourself. And one of the reasons why I love monthly goals, and although it might sound a bit cliche to some, I'm like, it's kind of cliche for a reason. You know, there's something about even a new week or a new day, like a Monday or a morning or whatever, like it's it gives you a new energy of like freshness, of like motivation, inspiration. And it's kind of like, okay, September, let's leave September behind and appreciate it for what it was. But this month is a whole new month. And actually my life doesn't have to be the same by the end of this month. If I'm not, you know, currently completely satisfied with where I am in life right now, I can actually create a new reality for myself in 1 month. And 1 month is actually not that long at all. And I think when we continue to do the steps and continue to change our life bit by bit, change our habits, it becomes and feels more normal. So we probably won't realize how much our life has changed. It won't be so dramatic. But if we look back, then we're like, wow, honestly, so much has changed. Even if I look back a year, I'm like, wow, the fact that, you know, a year ago I was moving away from Sydney and I was ready to move to Bali. And I just feel like that is the person I was a year ago is so different to the person I am now. Like, I've grown so much mentally and matured so much. So don't ever feel like just because you are currently where you are now and you have been that way for a while, you have to stay like that. Have faith and have the motivation and know that you are supported to reach your goals. And that is exactly why I'm here, to help motivate you. And also, I just want to support you alongside your goals. And if you're looking for that extra support, I really want to invite you to join the Glow Club, which is the Guide Me Glow's platform and community. It's fully launching on the 10th of October, so all the groundwork and content will be on there, but there will be weekly new content coming. So, you know, there's always going to be fresh content ready for you to receive and do. At the moment, we have weekly healthy recipes on there. We have an affirmation audio on there. We obviously have the community. We have a mindset limiting beliefs course on there. And there's going to be so much more coming. And I just can't wait for you guys to join the platform and connect with each other. When you do sign up, there's a 7-day free trial. And then after that, you'll get an email just prompting you whether you want to stay or not. And that's when you pay monthly for your membership. Please do introduce yourself into the community, because I really want you guys to get to know each other as much as I want to get to know you guys. It really is a place for us to connect and help each other grow and get to our goals. And especially, you know, if you are within the creative community and industry, whether you are a creator yourself, an influencer, model, a photographer, just anyone wanting to do their own business, anyone that really just works solo and freelance and would like the support and the connection with other girls who are striving for the same thing, then definitely get inside the membership club. I'll leave the link in the show notes, but this is going to be a beautiful journey and I'm so excited to keep building on it. And it's something I've been working on actually all year. There's been like so many different phases of it, and I feel like maybe this is just the process of starting a business, but this is kind of like the first kind of thing that I've fully created for myself. Beforehand, you know, I was obviously doing this podcast and has turned into an amazing thing and doing things on social media, but Guide Me Glow is really much like my baby. It's like my first business that I really, really am hoping to, you know, spread the word and help as many girls as possible who feel like they're lacking in the support and want, you know, motivation and inspiration by like-minded girls who are going to share ideas, and you can even collaborate and make friends and, you know, share where you're from, and you can do meetups, and maybe I'll facilitate that one day. And then also alongside the community, you have the support, you know, from me, where I'll be giving you weekly content that's going to help support you through your goals, your wellness goals and your mindset goals, and really helping you to become the glowiest version of yourself. And that's through healthy eating, that's through workout inspiration, through mindfulness and meditations and affirmations, like things that are going to reprogram your subconscious mind and give you all the content you need to support your well-being and your health whilst thriving in your business and growing and, you know, really working on your self-confidence and being consistent. Because I just feel like if I was first getting into wellness, and not even just first getting into it, like I honestly find so much value from it now. Like the affirmation audio that I have on there, I genuinely listen to that every morning. And it's weird because obviously it's my voice, but I don't really hear it as my voice. But I listen to it every morning because I'm like, this really helps me just reprogram my mind first thing. It reminds me who I want to be. And I think it's just so helpful. And already this month, I feel so much more lighter and more motivated and more structured. And I'm like ready to do all the things I need to do to get to my higher self. And I'm focused. And I'm like, having this platform is so special because it's a hybrid between, yes, it's a wellness platform, helping you get to the best, you know, self and providing all those things like the recipes and the mindset work and all that. But it's a beautiful hybrid of helping you support your career goals as well, which I think is so important, because within doing your own thing and building your own platform or building your own, even like Instagram, you really go through so many mindset struggles of, you know, imposter syndrome and not feeling enough. Where do I even get my content ideas from? Am I being authentic to myself? And all these struggles and, you know, even burnout, like when do we ever stop working? Because when you have your own business and you're trying to build something, it's like, it pretty much is consistent 24/7. So it's about how do I implement balance? And I just feel like there's nothing out there that will help you get this support. And it's something that I really want to build together as well. As much as I'm facilitating this space where you have all the content and is, you know, allowing girls to come together, I want you guys to communicate with each other and communicate with me. What do you need from me that I can bring onto this platform to help you even more? So if you're interested in that, definitely get inside the Glow Club. It is an online membership club and I'm so excited for you guys to be involved. Again, the link is down below. It is fully launching on the 10th, but there's still so much content on there already. So you can have early access and yeah, I'm super excited. Also, I'm going to be having some courses available to purchase separately if you don't want to join monthly. For example, the Glow Recipes, you'll be able to purchase that separately for a one-time payment, and that will still allow you to access the weekly new recipes. Also, the course at the moment is available to purchase separately if you just want that. But I honestly feel like the community side and building the members and having you there long-term is so special and a place where you can all connect. So if you have any more questions about that, definitely let me know. Send me a DM, an email. And I'll be happy to connect and...
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News correspondent and New York Times best-selling author. Join me for my brand new podcast, Searching for Heroes. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Talk to you guys. So moving on to the bulk of this episode, obviously I'm going to teach you guys how to set some of your October goals, give you some ideas if you're stuck on them, because I chatted to some of you guys on Instagram and you said that you were stuck on ideas and also stuff like consistency, so I'll get into that further down the episode too. I wanted to talk you through the 6-step method that I kind of put together, and it's honestly nothing crazy. I don't want to give you these like 100 steps to do, because I'm going to be honest, you're probably not going to do them because it's going to seem too complicated. So I want this to be super approachable and fun and motivating for you to do and, you know, actually get excited about it. You know, get excited about how you're going to upgrade your life and become the best version of yourself. Like, to me, that is so exciting. And I'm like, I can't wait. I'm like, I can't wait to see where I am at the end of this month. I can't wait to see what I manifest. But the first thing is making a goals board. And you can make this in whatever way you want, but for me, I'm super visual and I like things to be like bold and easy to see, pretty, or just like, you know, easy to digest. So I made mine on Canva. It's very simple. It literally is just 2003 goals and then I'm going to do them monthly. So I've written October goals and then I've written personal and professional and also fun manifestations, because I feel like it's also fun to just like write little things that you want to manifest that are like kind of random, but when they come true, you're like, I did that, you know? But yeah, make a goals board. So if you are a visual person, I would recommend just doing it on Canva, or you can do it on Notion, which is like a organizational, I guess, tool that you can just add anything in. I use it for my work, really. But on Canva, I like how visual and simple it is, and it's just kind of like, you know, it doesn't get lost. So make a goals board, and in the goals board, you're obviously going to write all your goals, but make it really simple and easy because I want you to be able to digest this every day. Next, we're going to go on to writing your goals. And the reason I want you to write them down as statements is because you're more likely to achieve the goal when you write down statements such as I will or I am. For example, rather than just being like, my one goal this month is, you know, to go to the gym 3 times a week or to feel confident this month. Instead of writing that, you write, I will feel my most confident self by this date, this time. I will go to the gym 3 times a week this month, every week without fail, by this month, or from, you know, this day, this month, this time. When you are specific, you are more likely to achieve the goal because you're so clear on what you want. And that really is the trick. You have to be very specific about what you want. I mean, you don't need to go like, you know, write a whole essay about one goal, but just little things like the time that, you know, you want to achieve it by, the date you want to achieve it by. Add some metrics in there if you like. You know, if you want to go to the gym, be like, I will feel my strongest, my most toned. If you're aiming for like a weight, which to be honest, I don't really ever weigh myself, so I can't say I recommend that because, you know, weight doesn't always equal to how you look. But I will say, you know, one of my goals is like, I will feel my strongest, healthiest, most toned self by this day at this time, 2003. Just because I can read it and I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, I am working towards that. So what am I going to do to support myself to reach that goal? And I know exactly what I want. So as I'm saying it, I'm like visualizing what I want as well. So that is super important to be specific and write them down as statements. And then number three is adding visuals with this. This is also something I'm yet to do, but adding visuals to the statements make it so much easier for you to stay focused and stay motivated. Because again, if you're a visual person, seeing pictures speak 1,000 words, you know, like when you put pictures of motivating quotes or pictures of, you know, your dream life or like your goal body or your goal health or your goal business and just like pictures that represent your life, like happiness, joy, confidence, you're gonna see that and be like, this is exactly the life that I want. And with the supporting statement, I'm going to get there. So by pairing the statement with a visual, this is a very powerful thing to do. Number four is putting it into an action plan. And this is important because yes, you can have your one statement and yes, you can have your vision board, but if you're not putting in action plans to, you know, take steps towards that, how's it going to happen? So you really have to implement this in your daily routine. So for me, I created over the weekend and this week, I created a whole new weekly list for me to do. So again, I separate them from professional, so work and personal. And every day I write down the things I want to get done that day. Sometimes I don't get them all done. And that's another thing, try and be kind of realistic about it. Like, don't put 100 things on one day if you can only do like 3 things in a day. And this is something I also struggle with, to be fair. I, you know, tend to put a lot onto one day and then I come to the day and, you know, you can't be going at 100 miles per hour every second of the day and you need to give yourself breaks and time to figure things out. And most of the time I don't get everything done. So that is actually something I'm working on by not putting so much on my to-do list, because at the end of the day, I want to feel content and completed and proud of myself of everything I do. But when you see like another 5 things that you haven't done, you almost feel behind. But you don't have to do that to yourself. You know, I think you can just be realistic and be like, okay, what are the top 3 professional things I need to get done today? And what are the top 3 personal things that I want to get done today? And this can be as simple as the top professional things I need to do today is, you know, get back to my like clients and brands or whatever, and email, do all the admin stuff. For example, record this podcast and record social media content. That is 3 things. And then personal could be like go on a walk, do my meditation, do my journaling. That is 3 things. And I think when you got those things on lock, then you can build it and build it week by week. For example, my personal habits, I never like to really skip them because they're just very important to me. And I feel like they really do benefit my life so much. So I always try and stick to them. But doing things like journaling, meditation, reading, giving myself like time in the morning and going outside at some point, you know, walking is extremely important to me. So I kind of do prioritize them over work, to be honest, sometimes. But you know, it just kind of proves to me like, okay, if I want to get all this stuff done, I have to then wake up at this time so then I have enough time to do all my work as well. So maybe doing a little inventory of your current routine and what you do every day and, you know, how much you can actually do in a day, and then from that start making and implementing these goals into your daily routine. So if we use the previous examples of going to the gym 3 times a week and currently you don't go to the gym at all, or it doesn't need to be the gym, it can just be a workout, you know, go to a class or do a home workout or something, you can be like, okay, well, in the morning, I am going to make sure I get this workout done. Because when you do your hardest task first thing, not only are you going to feel amazing and more motivated and proud of yourself because the hardest thing is already done and you've still got the rest of your day, but also you're giving yourself that discipline and the confidence to prove to yourself that, okay, well, if I can do this, then I can add more things into my day. So it's all about just structuring your day to set you up for success and just to do it. And sometimes you can ease yourself into it and don't feel like you have to do all your goals, you know, the next day because it's October. That's why in some of these statements that I uploaded on my Instagram, the dates are kind of scattered. They're not all, I will feel my most confident by the 3rd of October. You know, like obviously you got to give your time to work on that. And then by like the 20th, maybe you will feel a lot more confident than you did the 1st of October. So it's about giving yourself time and grace and not feeling like you have to rush everything. It's all about making the habits consistent rather than reaching perfection straight away. Because also there is, you know, no such thing as perfection. So number 5 is reviewing these goals daily. So honestly, since I made these goals, obviously it's been, 3 days, I have looked at those goals every morning. I've said them out loud is best if you say them out loud, just so I can remind myself, okay, what am I working on this month? Like I need to constantly remind yourself, otherwise you will forget because life gets in the way and you know, you fall into old habits and that's normal because we're programmed currently to act that way. But when we make it a priority to actually change and want to actually improve and upgrade ourselves and our lives, then we need to remind ourselves of the life that we want, not the life that we currently have and that we keep falling back into. So just review it daily, literally write it in your schedule. For example, mine is morning routine, and then I start work, and then it's like admin, review goals, like write it in so you can remind yourself every day. Maybe I will upload a template of a daily routine schedule and how I schedule it on Notion inside the members club, because I feel like that would be super helpful for you guys to kind of have everything laid out, and then obviously you just fill in the blanks of what you want to do in your day.
This episode is brought to you by Seed. Probiotics are most effective when they make it to your colon alive. That's why Seed developed a patented 2-in-1 capsule that safeguards viability of its DSO1 daily symbiotic through digestion to deliver the maximum dose to your colon. No refrigeration necessary. Visit seed.com/Spotify and use code Spotify25 to get 25% off your first month.
So now I'm going to move on to the statements and kind of talk a bit about them. And we're going to go through mind, body, spirit, obviously the 3 key pillars of Guide Me Glow. Number 1, let's start with mindset. So the first statement is, I will begin to feel like my most confident, glowiest self by the middle of October 2003. Like I write down 2003. October, you know, and you can even take this further, write the time, you know, write even like where you'll be or the situation or whatever. Like obviously you can go deeper into that, but I didn't want to make it so long. But that is the first statement, feeling like your most confident, glorious self by this time. What are you going to do? So what are the action steps? So that is like the main goal. And then underneath that, you're going to write some action steps, the feeling that you want to feel. And some things that I'm going to do to support this is continue to focus on myself by proving to myself that I can do these things, such as going to the gym daily. That will improve my confidence because it makes me feel energized and makes me feel strong. Continue to eat healthy daily because I feel more, again, energized and just healthy and clearer headed. Sticking to my boundaries, whether this is personal boundaries with friendships and relationships or boundaries with myself, following through and doing what I say I'm going to do, because that is a big, big one to improve confidence. I think a lot of the time people think confidence is, you know, about how you look, and of course you can do all those things too. You can change your hair up and you can dress a certain way and put makeup on and all that kind of stuff, but true confidence is inner confidence, and this is when you prove to yourself that you are willing to put yourself first and do the things that are going to make you feel best because you are worth it. to do this, you need to follow through and do what you say you're going to do. So if you're going to say, I'm going to go to the gym, then you better go to the gym because you said you would. You know, it's the same as like if you had a friend and they always let you down and they said they were going to do something and they never do it. You're not really going to have confidence in them and, you know, to rely on them. And if you have something important coming up, you might not have the confidence in them to even show up or pull through and show up as their best self. Whereas if you had a friend that was so reliable, that's always there, always did what they said they were going to do, then you would feel pretty confident in relying on them when it comes to something important. So it's the same with yourself. Like, develop that strength and that confidence with yourself. And when you do that, you also will be that friend to other people where you will be a reliable person and you will be a good friend to other people as well. So the next statement is, I will read for 15 minutes daily by the 8th of October. Saying these things like, I will read 15 minutes daily, just puts that reminder onto your mind to be like, okay, by the 8th, I will build myself up to read 15 minutes daily and I will implement this in my daily routine. So this goes back to the plan of your life or your weekly plan, and adding in, okay, morning, read for 15 minutes. Actually, recently I downloaded this app on my phone. It's just called Habit Tracker. It's like the number one on the app thing. It's like a, well, I customized it to a blue icon, so I actually don't know what the color of the icon is, but it's really great. You can just add in your daily habits and every day it will remind you of them, and you can like swipe them to check them off and then write a little memo, which I really like because A, swiping off is obviously just satisfying, and writing the memo is really helpful because it helps me, I can look back and see how I felt. So for example, after a workout, or I will write down what felt good, you know, what kind of workout I did. After reading a book, I will write down what I learned in the chapter. It's really, really helpful, and I really recommend it if you're trying to build better habits. And you can set them to daily ones, weekly ones, monthly ones even. So definitely check that out. That is not sponsored. I just really enjoy the app. Number 3 is, I will plan my work days a few days before so I'm productive and clear on what I need to do by the 8th of October. So I put this date so it gives you a week to plan your week, obviously. But this one is a really great goal and kind of links with achieving your other goals, because when you plan your week ahead, you're so clear on what you're going to do the next day. You're not going to waste time planning your day as it's going. You know, you can just get the day started, you know exactly what you're going to do. There's no faffing, there's no thinking involved. You've already done the thinking, so you just need to do and implement the work. And I just feel like when you plan your day, it just goes so much more smoother and you just know what you're going to do. So I really feel like that's going to elevate your life and just make you super organized and get things done. Point number 4 is, I will stick to my personal and professional boundaries by the second week of October. And I put this as a goal because I just feel like boundaries are super important, where you need to stick to them and honor them. And I think so much we can overstep our boundaries and not, you know, follow them, and that causes later down the line for us to feel a lack of confidence in ourselves. And also it's just like not respecting ourselves, I think, on some level. Even when it comes to friendships and stuff, if we feel like people are overstepping our boundaries and we allow them to, A, it's teaching them how to treat us, but then really that's how we treat ourselves, because why are you letting someone treat you in a way that you don't want to be treated? I just feel like it's important to kind of have that in mind, and also professionally as well. Like, what are your work boundaries? Are you replying to emails at 12 a.m. when you don't want to be? You know, if you're working for someone else, I feel like I would not do that, to be honest, because that's like overstepping a boundary. It's different when it's like yourself, but still that's a boundary, because you know you want to allow balance into your life and allow your time to rest and wind down. And that's a boundary that I am setting for myself as well, is, and that's a goal, I want to have more balance in my life. And you know, when it's working, it's work is go time and you're focused and you're able to give it your all. But then when it's resting time, you actually are resting and you're not, you know, falling into the habits of working again and always being on, because you will eventually burn out. So I think it's just paying attention to the type of boundaries that you have with yourself, with other people, with work, and honoring them. Now moving on to the body goals. The first one is I will be able to get through a 60-minute Pilates or weight session with flow and without giving up on or by the 30th October 2023. I feel like this is a good goal because you're building yourself up to a 60-minute workout where you feel really strong and capable to do it. And this is a goal that you're able to reach by the end of the month. I don't mean just like doing a 60-minute workout once on the 30th of October, obviously you're not. It's building yourself up so you feel confident and strong to be able to do an hour's workout with ease. And I'm not saying like with ease as in it's not hard. Obviously it will be hard and it's challenging you, but in a way that's not going to completely exhaust you, like you can't do at all. And because you have that goal, every week you will work on improving your strength and your ability week by week at the gym to improve your confidence, so then you'll reach that goal. And again, you can change this to any workout you like. It can be yoga, it can be even a sport, honestly anything. Having a similar goal like that will help you become stronger and healthier, and also it'll give you so much more mental clarity. Like ever since I've been consistently going to the gym this month, I feel so much more confident in myself, I feel so much more motivated, and just yeah, so much more energy as well. I took a bit of a break from the gym ever since I kind of moved back from Bali, and even in Bali I wasn't super consistent with a routine. I was exercising and still doing movement throughout most of it, but I was definitely not consistent as I was back in Sydney where I had more of a routine, and then coming back to England because I was traveling a lot, you know, I didn't sign up to a gym. But the past month I signed up to a gym and it feels really good to be back in a routine. I go probably 5 to 6 times a week, and I do a session usually around an hour, and then I do a sauna session for like 15 to 20 minutes, usually 20. Obviously it depends how much time I have, but that's just been making me feel really good. And in the sauna I'll just listen to a podcast episode, so then I'm making sure I'm still learning. And yeah, it's just a time for me really, the gym. That's like two things: cooking and being in the kitchen, and going to the gym is like just time for me to just like not think about anything else, or just think about things that I want to think about, and you know, put on a podcast. And that to me is like another form of meditation. The second statement is kind of links with the gym, is I will go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week and put in all my efforts by the 10th of October. So this, I guess, kind of is supporting the first goal. And this is also something that you can do. You can have a main goal, which for example would be the 60-minute session, you know, feeling really good about yourself. And then underneath that, you can have sub goals that support that. So for example, I will go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week. That will support you to reach the first goal. So that's pretty good. And then number 3 is I will eat mostly whole foods, limit processed sugars and alcohol, and eat intuitively daily on the 5th of October. So I put this goal because again, it's helping you to support your confidence and feeling your best. It will also support your fitness levels. But saying by the 8th of October kind of gives you a almost deadline to move and do this goal, because when you put a date there, you're like, okay, by the 8th of October, or on the 8th of October, I will be eating, you know, mostly whole foods and no processed sugars. So I need to plan for that. You know, the next grocery shop you do, buy whole foods, buy no processed sugars, no alcohol and sugary foods and all that. So you're setting yourself up for success and you're just planning for this, so you know you're able to actually complete the goal. Number 4 is I will speak positive affirmations to my body in the mirror every morning on the 3rd of October. So this is today, so starting tomorrow, this podcast is going out on the 5th, but yeah, starting from when you listen to this podcast, you can just say to yourself, every morning I'm going to say one positive affirmation about my body to myself in the mirror every day. And this is very simple. It probably takes about 10 seconds. So please do not use the excuse that you do not have enough time, because you do. And it takes about 10 seconds for you to do every morning. look at yourself and say a positive affirmation about your body. It can be as simple as I love my body, or I'm proud of my body of, you know, carrying me through the day. I'm proud of how strong my body is. I'm proud of how strong my body is getting, you know, just all these things that you can say to yourself. I am getting leaner and stronger every day, you know, something like that. Or I am getting to my goal body easily every day. Every day I'm getting closer to my goal body. Okay. As you can see, there's like many ways of how you can say this. But what's important is really just saying the daily affirmation. Now we're going to move on to spirit. And the four statements start with, I will listen to the Guide Me Glow morning affirmations every day whilst getting ready on the 3rd of October, 2003. Again, this is coming out on the 5th, so from the 5th or the 6th, you can write this as your goal. But say, yeah, I will listen to the morning affirmations every morning. That is simple. You know, get inside the club, get inside the Glow Club and download the affirmations. Or actually, I just listen to it on the platform. And you can just even set an alarm for yourself in the morning that says, listen to Guide Me Glow affirmation. So this will remind yourself to listen to them every day. I also have a meditation on this podcast. So if you go back a few episodes, I didn't number the episodes because they're not episodes, they're meditations. But if you go down and find them, they're not too far behind. So you can also do those. But the affirmations I love to do whilst I'm getting ready, and then I'll do like an actual meditation. So you can also do that. That is one goal that I feel like will be super beneficial and super easy. It literally doesn't require any effort at all. You just listen whilst you're getting ready, and it's just something in the background that will help reprogram your subconscious day by day. So the next one is, I will make time for a 10-minute meditation every morning and evening and be fully focused by the 5th. So this goal will really help improve your focus, will help improve your motivation to become the best version of yourself. It's going to help you be more clear on the energy that you want to give today. And by doing morning and evening meditations, I feel like it's just a really positive start and end to the day where you're able to clear your mind, realign with your focus, realign your goals, and really kind of end the day on a good note. So then you'll wake up on a good note and then, yeah, get to your best self. And I will be uploading meditations onto the platform this week. So again, if you're a part of the Glow Club, then you'll have access to those and you can do that. Okay, number 3, I will do 10 minutes of reflective journaling on my current habits and behaviors on the 15th of October. So this can either be like a monthly thing or one-time thing, or you can do it daily. It really is up to you. I personally do journaling daily. I honestly love journaling. Like, I probably prefer journaling to meditating, if I'm honest. I feel like journaling is much, feels more natural to me. I love writing and my thoughts just kind of flow, and it's very meditative for me. It almost is a form of meditation for me. But I just feel like journaling has so many benefits. And yes, I'm releasing journal prompts onto the Glow Club too. Obviously, it wouldn't be a Guide Me Glow product without journaling. But that is in the making, and it's going to be for each kind of mood. If you know, there's going to be journaling, obviously morning journaling, evening journaling, but then also things like working through blockages to help you become your best self. But I'll get more into that when it is released. But journaling, I just feel like is super, super important to get all your thoughts onto paper and just kind of let them be and not like dwell on them. I'm doing like a lot of hand movements here. 10 minutes of reflecting journaling. Reflective journaling especially is important. And I put this mid-month because you're able to realign and do a little inventory of how you've been acting the first half of October and just kind of like keep yourself accountable. So on the 15th of October, you'll be like, okay, how has my habits been so far in the first 2 weeks? What can I keep doing and what can I change in order to get to my goals? Because if I'm not doing certain things, then I'm not going to get to my goal. So I have to start, you know, doing all the better habits and then improving those and then getting to the goal. Okay, so the last one is, I will honor my spirit's natural ability to help me make the right decisions by trusting it more daily from the 3rd of October. So this is a really important one because I just feel like when we trust ourselves and the universe and we don't doubt and we're able to just do the things that we love, knowing that whatever opportunities come to us will manifest, then that is all that matters. I feel like the only times when we essentially block our manifestations and block the things that we want to happen is when we doubt ourselves and we doubt the universe, because then you're bringing in the lower vibrations and you're attracting more of that. But if you were able to trust, you almost want it to be like this effortless process where you're just doing the things that just feel aligned and right, and the results will come. Even if they have not come yet, even if they don't come like when you first start doing something, or even in a month, they will come. You just have to make sure that the action is aligned and you're not like forcing it, and you're not coming across, you know, a lot of boundaries and just like forcefulness. I think there's a difference between being really forceful to being consistent. Being consistent still means like doing the thing every day, and, you know, even when you don't see the results, not giving up, but like also enjoying the process and not feeling like it feels icky or just like not good for you. So those are all the October goals. I hope you found those useful and inspirational, and you can take some of them into your own personal and professional goals. I'm going to move on to a question that was asked on Instagram about how to stay consistent. I know this is an issue that a lot of people struggle with, including myself. It definitely doesn't come easily, and it's something you have to consistently train yourself to do as well. And it's like a muscle, it gets better, you know, just like your discipline muscle. You have to keep doing it until it feels better and it gets stronger. But the first thing I will say is knowing your why. I think when you know your why, then all your moods and emotions won't stop you from getting to that goal. If something is really important to you, you will make sure it happens no matter what. You know, if you take yourself back to a situation where something was so important to you, and you know that if this thing is not done, then you don't know what you would do. So you make sure that it's done and you prioritize it, and it is done. It's the same with these goals. If you look at those goals as the most important thing that is on your, you know, radar this month, then you will get to that goal no matter what. And you don't have to overcomplicate it and write down 1,000 goals, but just doing like a few and then getting through those, and then doing a few more, getting through those is the way to do it. And also setting yourself up for success by surrounding yourself with things that are gonna make it easy for you to do, whether this is, you know, being in the right place for it, whether this is being around the right people, doing the things like that, and being around people that are gonna help you succeed, gonna motivate you, listening to podcasts, everything like that, that's gonna help you succeed, is gonna help you stay consistent, being in a community. This leads me on to getting support. So whether that's hiring a coach, being a part of an online community, or having a guide, like purchasing a guide, like investing in yourself so you feel like you are able to stay accountable and that you're not alone. Because the thing about having a coach or being a part of an online community or a platform is it helps you stay consistent, because knowing that you have the support and accountability there during the times where you really can't be bothered or you feel like giving up, and then going, you know, talking to that coach or talking to the people in the community or seeing content being uploaded to help support you, you look at that and you're like, oh yeah, I remember who I want to be and I'm not going to give up. So it really is about keeping you consistent and accountable, and that's going to help you thrive. I honestly feel like surrounding yourself with people and having someone to support you is one of the most important things to get to your goal. I feel like sometimes we just can't do it all alone, and having that support is super motivating. So I'm going to leave you guys with the challenge of the week, which is creating a weekly goals plan list. That sounds really long-winded. A weekly plan for yourself to help you take actionable goals to get yourself to actually achieving them. So the statements that I just said, you can take one a week out of each mind, body, and spirit one and work on that. So for example, this week, the mind one, you can work on your confidence this week, and then you can dedicate yourself to daily movement this week, and then spirit is listening to the morning affirmations every day this week. So just that's three things that you can do and keep yourself accountable for, and then the next week move on to the next. Once you've got those habits lockdown, don't stop doing those, continue doing those too, but this way you'll make it easier to build up the habits rather than implementing like all of them at once and then not being able to keep them in check. So that is that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and motivated you to get to your goal self. I think I'm going to see how this month goes and then I will create a goals guide for November and December inside the platform, because then it's like 60 days left of the year and I just feel like that is super motivating to feel like your best self, because I know people are so hyped up about, you know, New Year's goals, which I love as well. But you really want to prep yourself, you know, a few months before that, because then it won't feel so overwhelming and you've already got the majority of your goals as habits. And really in the New Year's, it's just like easy for you. You're flowing into the year feeling like your best self. And why would you not want to feel like that? So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. As usual, I would really, really appreciate it if you would give the podcast a lovely rating and review if you enjoyed any of my episodes. It really helps me spread awareness of the podcast and help more like-minded girls and help us all connect. And also, I'm going to be getting on more guests this season, so I'm super excited for that. If you are looking for more support, then join the Glow Members Club and I would love to see you inside there. Any feedback, let me know, send me a DM, we can chat, and I will speak to you guys next week for the next episode. Bye! Mwah.